Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a
cool shot. Am I the only one who can't get enough of Stevie Ray? Welcome back, folks. That's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I've got one of his great hits CDs in my vehicle, and I've just about worn it out. And it's a CD. And anyways, great music. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Whatever you like, however you like to get information, whether you like to read it or listen to it or watch it, we've got something there that you can do either one of those or all three or any two of them. Pick one. Pick two. And enjoy it to your little heart's content. No charge. Everything I have there is free. As long as I draw breath, we're going to keep providing you with information and perspectives and wisdom and best practices on how to do a better job of running your small business, and it's going to be free. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about energy, especially gasoline prices. How do you feel about the way gas prices are right now? Are you not upset about it? You're not ticked off about the fact that you're paying some places $4 a gallon? I filled up the other day, and it was $3.65, and I think that was the lowest I'd found in the area. $3.65 a gallon. Folks, that's double. That's twice as much as we paid for gas 4 years ago. Double. So if you have a 25-gallon, if you have a 20-gallon gas tank in your medium-sized car, and you could fill it up for $40 before, now it's costing you close to $80 to fill it up. That's a lot of difference. And if you burn through a tank of gas a week, as many people do, or more, running around with the kids or whatever, then that's $160 a month. That's a trip to the grocery store for some people. That's a lot of groceries. That's the utility bill. That's part of the rent for a lot of people out there trying to make ends meet. So why are we paying that kind of money? Why are we paying that much for gas when we've got oil coming out of our ears? Not only in the world, but America. We've got more oil. America may have more oil reserves than almost anybody. We're finding more oil reserves all the time. We're sitting on the mother load of natural gas. So what do you think about all that? We wanted to know what you thought, who you thought was responsible for this increase in prices. So a week or so ago, we gave you some options. We said basically, who do you think is responsible for this price increase in gas prices? And here are the options we gave you, and here's what you said. One-fifth, about 20% of our sample, in fact, I think it was exactly 20% of our respondents, think that it's just, the gas prices is just a result of the market. It's market-driven by, you know, supply and demand. About a fifth of us think that. 13% said it was the oil companies and the oil-producing countries. It's those mean old OPEC people and the Exxons and the BPs and the shells of the world. They're the blame for it. Almost one-fourth, about 24%, I think, of you allowed that it was our collective dependence on carbon fuel that makes the price so high. So almost 25% said it's all of our faults. But the big group, 42%, put the blame on President Obama and his ideology about carbon, about energy. His green ideology and his policies. 42% said that President Obama was to blame. Well, one of the things on that last response, there is a precedence for a president, any president, his behavior affecting oil prices. I don't know if you remember or not, but when during George W. Bush's days, I think it was like August, summer, the summer of 08, oil prices went up through the roof like $140 a barrel, way more than it is right now. And I don't know why he waited so long, but sometime that summer, I think it was August, he just announced his intentions to expand drilling. He didn't drill a hole. He didn't get his fingernails dirty. Nobody got their fingernails dirty. He just said, I'm thinking about expanding drilling. That's all he did. And within 30 days, crude oil prices dropped in half, maybe lower than half, just because of what the president said. So I believe, my friends, that if President Obama wanted lower gas prices, he could do something similar. Like, for example, if he came out tomorrow and said, I'm going to approve the Keystone Pipeline, I'll bet you a hamburger and a beer that the oil prices would drop. You know, this is something, over the next year, you're going to find out whether President Obama is an ideologue about America, which is what I want my president to be. I want him to be, or her, to be an ideologue about America. I want them to believe America comes first, not just his green agenda, which I think is hurting small business owners right now and Americans. I think President Obama's green agenda, his ideology about his green agenda, is hurting us. I hope he changes it. Look for that over the next year. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingen. Stay with me. I'll be right back. You got to
hide it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.